Warning, we're not done talking about the girl who made her boyfriend's junk bleed. Listener discretion is advised. Coming to you from America's Wang, this is Florida Man, the podcast for Tuesday, June the 25th, 2019.
Each week, we bring you stories from the shady side of the Sunshine State, starring America's most prolific criminal, Florida Man.
And in this week's episode,
Florida Man wants his roommate to be stinky.
Florida Man tries to cash in on this whole tiny house craze.
Florida Man shows some McDonald's customers his McNuggets.
And we get additional details straight from a Florida man who's not going to be seeing his girlfriend anytime soon.
Plus, fabulous Florida facts, listener email and V-mail, and much, much more.
Oh, we're still talking about the same story, aren't we?
Some more came out. The guy that...
Are we going to do a follow-up?
We're going to do a follow-up. Actually, there's a couple of follow-ups. One I didn't write in here, but there was just a follow-up. The girl or the lady of the evening who stole the five Rolexes and the cops found them up the hoo-ha.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, she got off.
She got off pulling the Rolexes out?
No.
I'm confused, Joel.
They dropped the charges.
Oh, they dropped the... Really?
Yes.
What, enough evidence?
No, the victim stopped cooperating with the police.
Oh.
So she got more lucky in more way than one. But yeah, that was basically the gist of the story, so I didn't want to use up a whole segment on that.
Damn. So somebody got to the witness and
either that or he was
silenced them.
Well, if you remember, he was from out of town and probably just didn't want to travel all the way back to Miami to testify and all that. So,
all right.
Yep. You got anything going on this week?
No.
Okay.
Wait. No. What's this week?
This would be the week of June 25th.
June 25th. No,
so,
not this week.
So this actual week.
Oh, no, this week. No, not this week.
Okay. Well, in just 2 weeks, I've got the True Crime Podcast Festival coming up July 13th at the Marriott in downtown Chicago on the Magnificent Mile. There's going to be over 80 true crime podcasters coming, including Pretend Radio, Our True Crime Podcast, Long Since Past, Ghost to Ghost. I fuck that up every fucking week. Coast to Ghost, Death by Champagne, Nature versus Narcissism, Corpus Delicti, The Bad Taste Crime Cast, Canadian True Crime, Crime and Precedents, Crime Behind the Pine Curtain, Criminology, Killing It, The Crime Cast, The Philosophy of Crime, Targeted Podcast True Crime, True Crime All the Time, True Crime All the Time Unsolved, True Crime Fan Club, True Crime Finland.
Lord, Joel, are we doing the whole damn rundown?
No, just the ones that have crime in the name. True Crime what? Sweden, True Crime Obsessed, and lots more, including me, Joel, from Florida. There's going to be a lot of us there.
So I'm detecting
deal.
A theme here.
Yeah, they're all crime-related shows. This is a full-day event and gives you a chance to meet your favorite podcasters in a large-scale meet-and-greet with several panel discussions and live episodes. To find out more and get your ticket, head to truecrimepodcastfestival.com. And this Tuesday, I'll be recording the next episode, but this Wednesday, I will be at the Brass Tap in Naples for trivia by the Trivia Factory. That is Wednesday from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. And on Thursday, I will, as usual, be at Fancy Southern Cafe in Fort Myers for the Geeks Who Drink Pub Quiz. And that's on Thursday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Both of the games are free to play and you can win food and drinks.
I ate too much pizza. I think I just dozed off. You know, that freaking monologue.
You carb loaded. So we've got a follow-up for our first story tonight. You want to get into that?
All right. So yeah, we got a little follow-up to an episode, a quickie episode we did a couple weeks ago. Florida man whose girlfriend squeezed his privates until they bled. This is not... Did you make this up?
Nope.
Says he still loves her.
That's what he said.
An amateur boxer has revealed how he suffered an alleged 30-minute attack by his 105-pound girlfriend that may have left him sterile.
Poor guy.
Tyler Sweeney accused his girlfriend, Katie Lee Pitchford, age 21, of choking him and trying to rip off his genitals in the bedroom they shared in the beach town of Indian Harbor Beach, Florida, on June the 4th. In an exclusive interview with the Daily Mail, Sweeney 27 said a drunk said in a drunken rage, Pitford grabbed his penis and testicles as hard as she could for at least 5 seconds. I just got swearing.
That's why I stood up last time we read this story.
Adding, I have never felt a worse pain. It was squeeze, pull, rip.
Oh. Ugh. No.
Why did you put this in here?
Because I'm on an Advil. We wanted to get the other side of the story because we were making speculation over why she was doing this. We didn't know if it was his fault.
Did you have to put squeeze, pull, and rip in there?
I put the whole story in. That's from the Daily Mail.
All right. Sweeney, a master grower of cannabis and a marijuana consultant.
Yep, it's legal medically here in Florida now.
And something's still just not right with his testicles more than a week later. No shit. It's going to take more than a week, brother.
Yeah.
I know, there's something not right in there, Sweeney said. It's been feeling like it's badly bruised.
Ow.
So far, I've been too embarrassed to go to the doctor.
Well, not too embarrassed to talk to the news.
Let's talk to the Daily Mail.
Before we talk to the doctor.
Yeah, let's don't go do that in private. But
Jesus
yeah.
Christ.
But it's just not healing right, so I've got a doctor's appointment to figure it out.
I would think that would be something for the emergency room. Not just make an appointment, come back in 2 weeks.
You know, when you think about the definition of an emergency.
Having your junk twisted and ripped.
Yeah. Bleeding ball sacks is right up there, kind of at the top behind, I'd say right behind gunshot wound.
Yeah, gunshot wound, stabbing, bleeding nut sack.
Bleeding nut sack, yeah. Mm-hmm. God.
Bleeding nut sack from a gunshot wound, that's at the
at
top.
At the top, yeah. I shot myself in the dick. All right. Whew.
All right.
I'm worried at this point I'll never have children.
I'm pretty sure at this point.
If they are, they'll be short. They may be a little stunted growth in that.
Jimmy's only got one eye.
Yeah.
Oh. Anyway.
I don't know if I can keep reading this. All right. I know there's... Oh, I did that. Here we go. On the afternoon of June the 4th, Sweeney said he and Pitchford argued over messages he found in her cell phone.
Uh-oh.
That seemed to indicate she was cheating on him with the man she met at a hairdresser's convention in Orlando.
All right, whoa. If you met a dude at a hairdresser's convention.
No, we're not doing that. We're not making assumptions off of that.
She's not going to be cheating with him. Unless he was a vendor.
We decided to go out for drinks to hash it out. He said, she bought me lunch, but she got drunk despite the fact she can't drink alcohol while on probation.
Oh.
A new twist. We didn't know she was on probation.
Yeah, there's been enough twists in this story as it is.
The two were eventually. If part of your probation is you can't drink, there must have been an alcohol related incident.
Yeah.
That, mm-hmm. All right.
And she's only 21, so she's
maybe we should be on the true crime thing. We could figure this shit out just off the. All right. At least come up with theories. The two were eventually asked to leave the restaurant because Pitchford was crying uncontrollably during their breakup chat.
Don't break up with me.
She was trying to touch and kiss me all day, Sweeney said. I kept telling her I didn't want her affection.
He's got to be really pissed off because you've seen the mugshot of her, right?
Well, yeah, All right. They visited several more bars, Sweeney said, and ended up at her house at about 12:30. She decided she wanted to go to the beach. So she put on her bathing 12:30 in the morning, right?
Yep.
She decided. So she put on her bathing suit and super high heels. And we went to the beach.
12:30
in the morning, not just high heels.
Super high heels. And the bathing suit. This is, except for the nut squeezing, she's a catch.
Is she? Pitchford, however, appeared to be too drunk to walk and fell off the boardwalk, scraping her legs. Maybe the high heel wasn't the best wardrobe accessory to have after you're hammered.
You know, flip-flops work just as good. They're just as sexy. You can still see the toes if that's what you're into.
Good Lord. Sweeney said he drove her back. Well, he drove her back home.
Mm-hmm. They drove to the beach. She walked on the boardwalk in her high heels.
Oh, okay. They drove. Okay. He said he drove her back home, cleaned and dressed her wounds, and placed her on the bed asleep.
Aw. That's sweet.
He went to the bathroom, undressed, and was about to go to bed, naked, when she woke up.
Dun, 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 dun. Dun, dun, dun,
dun. She went into a rage, Sweeney said. She was still mad at me for finding the messages on her phone.
She was mad at you for finding the messages on her phone, mm-hmm. talking to another guy. Yeah.
At first, Sweeney said she threw her Bluetooth speaker at his face. She then charged me with a hairbrush and bludgeoned me over the head with it at least 30 times.
That's a great choice of word. You don't really bludgeon anyone with a hairbrush. You swat them.
Oh. Then she clocked me one good time on the side of the face and it started bleeding. Still loves her, huh?
Still naked.
Yep. He's still, yeah. I was trying to get out. Here we go. I was trying to get out, but she grabbed my genitals. She was trying to rip them off. I tried to dislodge her fingers and eventually did.
Was she still wearing the high heels?
No, she was in bed. He put her to bed.
And that didn't say if he took her high heels off, though.
Pitchford said he jumped on his back and played. Pitchford, he said, jumped on his back and placed him in a chokehold as they fell on the bed. Dude, she is kicking your ass.
Yeah, he is. He's well.
She got on top of me and was strangling me with both hands. She had a smile on her face. Then there came a point when I couldn't breathe.
She's a pistol, isn't she?
That's a fine woman there. The woman's grandmother, who slept downstairs, eventually called 911 to report the disturbance.
Damn, living with the grandma and she's still...
I wonder at which point did grandma like wake up and go, she got my nutsack! She got my nutsack!
It's her grandma.
Call the cops!
This is your blood, not mine. Well, I mean, it is my blood on the nuts, but...
Pitchford left the scene before police arrived, but she soon returned, claiming she and Sweeney had had an argument that never got physical.
No, he
never touched him.
He cut his own nuts by himself.
Yeah. But when the police officers went to the bedroom to talk to Sweeney, he was still naked and bleeding.
you're a cop. You walked in.
I got this buck-ass naked dude with his hands holding his nutsack and blood oozing out of him.
And he's a weed dealer.
Just got your ass kicked.
A legal weed dealer, but still.
When asked if he believes Pitchford aimed for his testicles during the fight or whether she just reached out as a crime of opportunity, Sweeney said she wanted to hurt him. Oh, God. Oh. This is malicious and aggressive when she is in that state.
Oh, jeez.
She tried to rip them off, man. The cops were like, dude, how did you let her do this to you? Said Sweeney, imitating the grimace he saw on one police officer's face. They couldn't believe it.
Yeah, no.
Sweeney, who trained as an amateur boxer, said he didn't want to fight back so that he couldn't be accused of domestic violence and possibly lose his pot-growing license.
You know, he's a smart dude.
I walked away free from an argument at her house, and she was arrested. That ought to tell you something about my self-control.
Yeah, good guy, good guy. Bad choice in women, but...
The 27-year-old also suffered bruises to his upper thighs, back, arms, and neck. A gash to the left side of his face and lumps to his skull and scratches.
Damn, she kicked his ass.
During the interview with DailyMail.com, Sweeney pulled down his pants in his living room and showed the remnants of his injuries. Look. Y'all want to see?
I got proof. Here you go.
Including a bluish red line that travels the entire length of his scrotum that seems to indicate that several veins popped in the attack.
Bluish red. I call that purple. I think they had a word count to get in here.
He also showed photos of a deep 4-inch gash in his scrotum that bled for hours after the incident, but has now healed.
That's not the kind of gash I want around my scrotum.
I know nothing's going to happen for the next... I'm about to go into my bedroom and put my damn athletic cup on. And just for the rest of the day.
Just in case.
Just in case.
I don't want to piss her off, but...
He is, however, worried about his ability to conceive children. When asked if he'd continue seeing the now jailed woman, Sweeney said with a hint of humor, he's considering moving on.
I'm thinking
about it.
Yeah, I might.
I love and I care about her, but I hope there's another good-looking woman out there who might be able to handle my junk a little easier. My testicles have been through a lot.
This guy is great. I want to have a drink with this guy.
Sweeney's mother, Cynthia Sweeney, said when he returned home in the evening of the incident, She was mortified, adding, I begged him to go to the hospital, but he didn't want to go. Sweeney said this was not the first time he's been injured by Pitchford, recalling an alleged incident which occurred over a year ago. Wow. He said, we were at my house, and we had one of our many arguments, and we ended up in her car in the driveway. She started screaming to get out of her car, and while I exited and holding the door, she gunned the car.
Jesus.
For a while, I tried to run alongside the car, but she was going 30 miles an hour, and I fell on my shoulder. Sweeney said he's now living with an 8-inch plate in his clavicle attached to his skeleton with 8 screws.
And he stayed with her.
There is, however, no police report about that incident. I didn't call the police. She was on probation for other stuff, and she would have gone to jail for a long time if I told police.
Good God, dude. Come on.
Their complicated relationship, says Cynthia, started 3 years ago when her son visited a beachside watering hole where Pitchford worked as a waitress. Sweeney was on his way out after eating when Pitchford dropped a note on the floor with her name and phone number on it that he later picked up.
Classic. Classic pickup move.
When they first met, Tyler was working in Colorado, and the lovebirds were forced to do the long-distance thing. It wasn't easy, Tyler, Sweeney said. We'd even have arguments over FaceTime. One night, she was so mad about something, she took 10 pills while on FaceTime and hung up after saying, goodbye, Tyler, this is it. Well, Sweeney didn't know at the time in 27 that Pitchford had taken 10 of her mother's heart medicines that wouldn't have killed her. But when police and paramedics came to her house to check her, Pitchford allegedly attacked the officers and bit a nurse. Sweeney says she was on probation for that attack, but she was arrested when she was arrested last week. In time, Sweeney left Colorado and returned to Florida, partly to reunite with cosmetologist and hairdresser Pitchford. Then came the car incident and countless fights and the June 4th attack. And every time until June the 4th, Sweeney and Pitchford got back together.
You know, I wouldn't want to break in here for a second. You always hear about the abusive husband that the wife keeps going back to. This is basically the same story, just the
backwards.
Roles are reversed. Yeah.
We've tried to convince Tyler to break up with her, said Sarah Resley, age 38, Sweeney's big sister and a confidant of Pitchford. He thinks he can save her, but it's not in his best interest to be with her. It's a very toxic relationship.
Yeah, we pretty much gathered that up to this point.
Pitchford was charged with one misdemeanor count of domestic battery and ordered held without bail because of the possibility she violated her probation. She is scheduled for arraignment on June the 25th.
Oh, so she ain't getting out anytime soon.
She doesn't need to be in jail, said Sweeney. She needs psychiatric help. Shit. I've had a hard time sleeping. I guess so. It's probably hard when you got
especially
a basketball between
your belly.
Yeah, you got two basketballs now between your legs.
Damn.
I've been thinking about her. Sweeney, meanwhile, admitted that the incident and its aftermath has been embarrassing. When you grow up in a small town and something like this happens, you can't go anywhere without people looking at you. When they ask me, how are you? I know what they're asking about.
Yeah, you think?
How you doing, brother? Yeah, well.
You're walking kind of funny there.
So you're wearing sweatpants today. Sweeney was also asked what he'd say to those who've been calling him weak on social media.
Oh, no.
You call me weak for not beating up another person that I love and care for, then I'll take that, he said. And if you label me strong for that, I'll take that, too.
Yeah, I'd call him strong for that, actually.
I know in my heart what's right. I know I walked away free, and she didn't.
That's quite a story. There's always more to it, and that's...
Damn.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to include
I feel
that.
Like Paul Harvey now.
And now,
the rest of the story.
Paul, they should do a podcast of Paul Harvey's, all the rest of the stories from all those years. I would have listened to that.
Well, we need to follow up on first, see what happens on our arraignment on June the 25th.
All right.
See where that goes.
I'll keep an eye on that. I'll put a Google alert on for her name.
All right. Lord, that was a long story.
That was. We got another long one here. That's what she said.
No, she didn't, Joel. No, she didn't.
All right. Story number two. Florida man thought he bought a villa, actually paid thousands for a 100-by-1-foot strip of land. Kerrville. Yeah. Kerrville Holness.
What kind of a name? Kerrville?
Kerrville is his first name. Holness. H-O-L-N-E-S-S.
I have never heard anybody with the name of Kerrville.
Or Holness. Thought he'd done a great job snapping up a 177,000 tamarack villa for only $9,100. But that's not what he actually bought doing a Broward online auction of properties that had defaulted on their taxes. He got a 1-foot-wide, 100-foot-long strip of land on Northwest 100th Way, valued at $50.
1 foot.
It starts at the curb where two mailboxes have been installed. goes under the wall separating the garages of two adjoining Spring Lake villas, then extends out to the back of the lot. And officials say he's stuck with the deal. What can Holness do now? Make the people living there get their mailboxes off his grass? Remove the water meters that are in his ground? Maybe try to charge rent to both villas for the joint wall and roof that sit on his land? Quote, if I'm vindictive enough, I can cut right through the garage wall and the home to get to my airspace, but what use would that be to me? Holness said. What he wants is for the county to void the deal and give him his money back. It's deception, said Holness, a first-time auction bidder from Tamarack. There was no demarcation to show that it's just a line going through the villa duplex, even though they have the tools to show that. Holness said that property appraiser pictures linked to the auction site showed the villa as being the parcel he was bidding on. But the appraiser site and the information on the county's tax site also show the negligible value of the property, that there is no building value, that the land takes up only 100 square feet, and that the property is 1 foot wide. Officials say state law does not allow the refund Holness is seeking. So he didn't read the fine print. He just looked at the pictures and said, oh, hey, yeah. All right. The message from county officials and real estate experts is that auction participants need to do their homework and make sure they've checked for all possible problems a property might have. Quote, he may go to court and find some error in the sale procedure, said Gary Singer, a real estate attorney who writes a weekly column for the South Florida Sun Sentinel. Generally speaking, he bought what he was supposed to have bought. Officials aren't sure why the strip was never attached to either of the adjoining properties, but instead remained in possession of the developer, GHO Tamarack 2. It could have been overlooked. After the company dissolved, taxes stopped being paid on the property, leading to the March auction. Holness said the property shouldn't have been put up for sale. County memos he obtained from last summer show the county's records, taxes, and treasury division had raised that question with the appraiser's office because of the parcel's odd location under two homesteaded properties. But tax division director Tom Kennedy said if the property is on the tax rolls, it must be auctioned. One memo suggested that the adjacent villa owners would have the most interest, but neither bid on the property. Why? Why would you?
For how much did they buy it for?
He spent $9,100.
It was valued at $50.
Yeah.
So why did he go for? How did he get? Somebody was bidding against
him?
Somebody
was bidding against him for it. Here it is. Holness was one of four bidders on the Tamarack parcel. He beat out Antoine Rutherford of Miramar by $100. But Rutherford, another first-time bidder who also thought he was bidding on a villa, also ended up buying something he didn't want. In the March auction, he paid $6,100 for a vacant Lauderhill parcel that he saw as having development potential, but the land he bought was for one of 30 condo units that used to be on the property. Rutherford said the building was demolished after a fire 9 years ago. If the association ever sells that property, he could see some return, but he has no control over that. So he bought one section of a plot that condos could get built on someday. Will he be bidding in the future? No, that's it, Rutherford said. If I do it, I'll have to go to the place and analyze it myself. Well, that's what you should have done in the first place, dumbass. Singer said that's a good idea. Any kind of clerk's auction is buyer beware to the max, he said.
Good Lord.
So, yes, caveat emptor.
Sold as is.
Oh, lovely.
Who the fuck thinks that they're going to get a whole villa for $9,100 when...
He got a 100-foot strip of land.
Underneath somebody else's house.
Nope.
I'm going to start charging you rent.
Through here, and then I'm going to put up my air... this is my airspace. I'm going to charge people. Yeah. No.
You can't even put, like, a lawn chair on that. It's not wide enough.
No. You'd have to get one of those chairs they use, like, for golf that has just the one spike on the end of it.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And a little cushion
just
on top.
Just like a little...
That you can lean up on.
Just like a little drummer stool. Yeah.
All right. Story number three. Florida man attacked a landlord for accusing him of taking too many showers. A Florida man is accused of savagely attacking his elderly landlord because the man accused him of taking too many showers in the home. The Pasco County Sheriff's Office said that Byron... Oh, hell.
Break it down.
Christian Oduas?
Sure.
Good. Fuck. All right. Byron was headed to take a shower on Tuesday when his 70-year-old landlord told him he couldn't take one because he's already taken too many.
I don't care if you're my roommate. I don't care how many showers you take in the day as long as that number is not zero.
The argument then escalated as Byron put his landlord in a headlock and scratched the man's face with his nail, which caused a deep wound.
Jesus,
he gave him a headlock and then scratched his eyes out.
A 70-year-old man.
When confronted by police, Byron admitted up to the crime, but claimed that he was only defending himself because he felt threatened. He was ultimately arrested on charges of battery on a person over 65 years old.
Oh, yep. That extra.
Wah, wah, wah.
The extra charge for the attacking the oldie.
Food fight!
All right, here's our Florida man food fight segment.
Exactly. And this time it was a Florida woman who was instigating the food fight. Florida woman charged with assault after admitting to throwing a coconut at a man outside a strip club.
Strip clubs can be dangerous.
Yep. Florida woman was charged with assault after she allegedly threw a coconut at a man outside of a strip club. Shantae Bolds, age 36, was arrested Saturday after the incident at the VIP Gentlemen's Club in Key West. I think our friends might have stopped by there.
Oh, they did?
I think they, one of them checked in there when they were in Key West a week or so ago. While sitting on the front porch of the club, a man reportedly began to film Bolds, which upset her, she allegedly told officials. The man said Bolds yelled at him and called him names before proceeding to throw a coconut at him, according to an arrest report obtained by Fox News. Bolds reportedly admitted to investigators that she did, in fact, throw a coconut at the man, but noted it did not hit him. Police told the woman she was outside of the club and had no expectation of privacy while there. Bolds was arrested and charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon.
Oh, they consider the coconut a deadly weapon?
If it would have hit him in the head, it would have been.
Wow.
They're heavy. Did you ever have a coconut fall, like, from a palm tree when you were, like, really close by? I never had one fall and hit me, but I did have one when I was standing about 5 feet away. They don't even bounce. They just thud down into the ground.
How'd they go?
Thud.
Thump.
Yeah.
It's more of a thump. Not a thud.
Mm. No, it's definitely more of a thud.
Thud?
Thud.
More of a thump.
No, there's not really that resonation. Is just kind of a flat thud. Close. Yeah,
okay. That's what you get here, folks. I mean, you get I mean, think of all, you get great stories, good banter back and forth, and you get sound effects.
And you get another story number four. Florida man dances naked at McDonald's. Customers weren't loving it. McDonald's is one of the most successful and popular fast food franchises in American history, but it wasn't the iconic Ronald McDonald himself that a crowd of restaurant goers witnessed on Monday in Naples. John F. Morgan, age 63, and I looked this up. This isn't the John Morgan from Morgan and Morgan.
Yeah.
This is not him. This is a different John Morgan.
I would guess not. That would be a little bit detrimental to the image of the law firm.
Yes. John F. Morgan, age 63, was spotted dancing naked and in a manner that witnesses could only describe as, quote, strange. That's because witnesses also reported to law enforcement that it appeared Morgan was attempting to have sex with the railing.
You like it when I do that?
Uh-huh.
According to some of this, babe. Get some of that. I get to catch up.
How far apart were the rails? I'll give you the mayonnaise. Here's my special sauce.
Two all beef patties special sauce.
Don't want the cheese, though. According to WFTX, it wasn't the first time Collier County Sheriff's deputies have had contact with Morgan, who has...
Wait. Wouldn't it be cool if the radio station, instead of WFTX, it was WTFX?
Yeah, seriously.
What the fuck, X?
Morgan had been trespassed from this McDonald's location at 2886 Tamiami Trail East. I've actually eaten at that McDonald's or got food.
Oh, this is in
East Naples.
Oh, this is in County. Oh, yeah. This is Naples. Okay.
Yeah. Witnesses told deputies they believe Morgan was high on drugs at the time he took the clothes off and tried to romance the railing. You think? Morgan was arrested for trespassing.
That's it?
That's what
no
they got.
No indecent exposure? No molestation of an inanimate object?
No, trespassing. Well, that was the slam dunk, was the trespassing charge, I think, because they already had him trespass from that location. So, I mean, we had the Walmart one a week or so ago, but how bad do you have to be to get trespassed from a McDonald's? You need to reevaluate your life.
Story number five. Woman arrested for disturbing sea turtle nest on Miami Beach.
Mm-hmm.
That is a big no-no for those of you in that are not residents of the great state of Florida.
And this woman is not. That's why the headline does not say Florida woman.
A woman was arrested Saturday for disturbing a marked sea turtle nest on Miami Beach and stomping on the eggs.
Aw.
Ugh. Laquin Lowe. Laquin? Laquin?
Yakun?
Laquin?
It's Y, so.
No. Why? I wish I had Matthew from Washington State's cell number. I texted to him and let the sumbitch tell me how to say it.
He's a patron. I can look it up.
Was seen by... we're just going to call her Lowe.
Okay.
Yaquin? Yaquin? Yaquin, yeah. Yaquin Lowe. Age 41, was seen by police officers and bystanders crossing into an area closed off with the wooden stakes and yellow tape around the perimeter. That's a pretty well-defined area, folks. Yep. Lowe had taken one of the wooden stakes and began jabbing at the eggs and then walking over them with her bare feet. Officers from the Florida Fish and Wildlife Commission were called in and determined that none of the eggs were damaged.
Well, that's good.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, this chick, though, in her mugshot, she's just smirking. Like, she looks like she just doesn't give two shits about the fact that she got arrested for this. And her smirk, somebody pointed out online, she looks just like that pharma bro guy, you know, that that smug asshole who is in jail right now, who was, he bought the drug manufacturer and then jacked up the price of AIDS drugs.
Yeah,
so they did that. She looks just like that fucker. I'm going to put this in the show notes, but yeah.
Nice.
Anyway. Back to your story.
Lowe, who is a Chinese citizen but lists a home in Michigan as her permanent address, was taken into custody and charged with marine turtle or egg molestation / harassment.
Deport her.
Egg molestation.
That's low-hanging that fruit is. Right there.
Dude, I'm before not only got
her eggs.
Yeah. Dude before only got trespassing.
Mm-hmm.
I think there should be a molestation of an inanimate object charge.
This one needs to go on the list of
egg molestation,
marine turtle or egg molestation and harassment.
We should make a list.
I'll start a page on the website
for
this.
God.
Yeah, that's good. We've got all the show notes, so we can go back and look through them all. So
we ain't.
I use the royal we.
Maybe
everybody knows.
Yeah.
All you do is show up and crack jokes and drink Tito's.
We do need, we need an intern.
Yes, we do need an intern. Maybe I'll find one at the True Crime Podcast Festival.
We need an intern. Well, they won't be living up there. They'll be living up there. Well, don't we need an intern here?
True.
I mean, who's going to bring us beers and drinks? Who's going to go to the liquor store when we're out?
Good point. You.
I mean, really?
Yeah.
We need an intern.
I'll submit something to FGCU.
So maybe we could, we'll have to come over there. Well, we need to come over with a job description.
Intern.
That's it? That's just it?
Yeah.
Intern.
Other duties as assigned.
As needed. All right. Sea turtles are protected by the U.S. Endangered Species Act of 1973, and nesting season on Miami Beach runs from May the 1st through October the 31st, a.k.a.
all fucking summer.
Mess with the damn
just
turtles.
Leave them alone. Yeah. If there's stakes and yellow tape around something... That means don't fucking go in there.
I don't know what it means in China, but...
Apparently in China, it means pull up the stakes, knock the eggs with the stake, and stomp on them. Story number 6. Florida man accused of stealing pool floats. He says he did it for sexual gratification. And our listener, Patty from Plants Park, sent this story in. Thanks, Patty. A lot of people sent them in, but...
Oh, that's what it was. But, that's why I paused a while ago, because I'm like... And I skipped over to the next door, and I'm like, Listener Plants Park Party. No.
Patty.
Patty. Listener Plants Park Patty.
Yeah.
Is that like her...
That's where she works. She sent us in the quickie from a week ago.
Oh, okay.
She's the one that works by the...
Wouldn't it be Patty from Plants Park?
Yeah, but I like Plants Park Patty. That's like a whole name.
It is, but it messed me up.
Anyway, here's her story. A Florida man has been arrested by local authorities and is accused of stealing pool toys. According to the Miami Herald, the Palm Bay Police Department arrested 35-year-old Christopher William Monin on June 13th after a series of burglaries occurred in the city. Quote, the city has been plagued with burglaries in which the suspect cuts the screen or otherwise enters a victim's back pool deck area and steals only pool floats, the department told the Herald. Police added that 13 residents had reported thefts from their backyards over the past 7 months.
Damn.
The arrest affidavit indicated that some residents had been burglarized multiple times, quote, but only reported on the second or third burglary of their floats. According to the Herald, police say Monin stole pool floats from a home on June 5th by cutting the pool screen to gain access, and afterward, the homeowner called to report the theft, saying that a Shaq pool float, that's like Shaquille O'Neal, Shaq, S-H-A-Q, a Shaq pool float and a yellow duck float had been taken. On June 13th, officers responded to a report of a suspicious person and discovered Monin riding a bike down a city street at 1:25 a.m. At that time, police found him in possession of a white garbage bag containing deflated pool floats. When questioned by police, Monin reportedly admitted he had taken a Shaq pool float from the home, but denied having stolen the yellow duck float. I got the Shaq one, but there was no fucking duck there. However, he said he had taken floats from other homes. Monin then took officers to a vacant home where he had been storing some of the pool floats. Approximately 75 floats were found at the residence, including the Shaq and duck-shaped floats, as well as floats shaped like bacon and watermelon.
I have never seen a bacon float.
That I have. I've seen it. It's basically just like a raft, but it's got the bacon like print on it. When questioned by police about the floats, Monin allegedly said, quote, he sexually gratifies himself with the pool floats instead of raping women, unquote.
But please, will you read that again, please? Just some, I want to make sure I heard it correctly.
He sexually gratifies himself with the pool floats instead of raping women.
How? Where? The hell's he doing? Pounding the getting in the cup holder on the handles?
Is it? That's kind of girthy there.
So you have to squeeze him in a little bit. But I mean, what?
Maybe, what? I don't know. Maybe he just lubes it up and just
wallers around
squeaky,
on
squeaky.
It?
I don't know, but I'm glad he does that instead of the alternative. This is,
but that's his excuse. But like, you know, would you rather me be stealing floats or me out raping people?
You know, why does he need 75 of them? Is that his harem? I like a little variety in life. Sometimes I want
apparently he goes from bacon to Shaq. So I mean, what you got here, ducky?
Oh, like, God. Monin was,
I mean, think. Yeah. I mean, how would you think if you walked in on that?
I would walk right out. I was like, nope. I'm out. I didn't
see
that.
That's a whole different level of, yeah.
Monin was charged with burglary of an occupied dwelling, criminal mischief, and petty theft of property. He was taken to the Brevard County Jail, and bond was set at $16,000. It is unknown if Monin remains in jail, but he will attend an arraignment on July 16th. Damn, I'm going to be out of town then, because that's when I
be here for. Good God. I mean, just imagine. He was living in an abandoned
house, yeah. With 75 pool floats strewn around the house.
Let's see. Who do I feel like today?
Again, who on the police force gets the short straw that has to deflate all those fuckers?
Rock, paper, scissors. Here we go. 2 out of 3.
Because, you know, they ain't all going to fit in the back of the police car.
No, you got to deflate them, and then you got no.
Then you got to hose them off.
Yeah, rubber gloves. Yeah, don't put your mouth on this thing. No. That's just nasty.
That's what she said.
And creepy. All right, that's the show for this week, folks. If you want to hear more, please subscribe to the podcast using the links in the show notes.
And if you like the show, please rate us 5 stars and leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you listen to Florida Men. Just like P-A-D-L-N-S, Padlins. This is a review from Padlins on Apple Podcasts. The title is Funny, 5 stars. These two always brighten up my Tuesdays. Absolutely hilarious. Thank you, Padlins. We appreciate that.
Like and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. I have been doing the Instagram thing this week.
Have you?
Yes, I have discovered Instagram after, 12 years, or however many years it's been out. I've been, I actually follow our own podcast now on Instagram.
Oh, okay. I didn't notice you did that.
Unless I did it wrong, which is highly possible.
I believe your account is private. So.
Oh, it is private.
Yeah.
Oh,
so you might have to make that public for us to be able to see that.
All right. Well, my son was trying to teach me how to do it, but I'm pretty good at the Facebook thing, but the Instagram is a little, that's all, I'm working on it.
It's a little complicated. There's a few things I've still got to have my daughter teach me how to do still.
And Twitter. And Twitter handle is, we are at Florida Men Pod.
Got a suggestion for a story you'd like us to cover? Send an email to floridamenpodcast@gmail.com. And don't forget, you can leave us a voicemail at 567-432-9674. And we got this email this week. Phil, you want to read that?
Subject: I have been waiting for this story. Hey guys, I am a recent follower who has binge listened to your podcast, and it is everything I wish a podcast about Florida Man should be.
Awesome.
As a native Floridian, born in New York, been here 29 of my 30 years of my life, I am well aware of Florida Man and his qualifications. So I waited to find the perfect Florida Man story to submit. Here it is. Please enjoy. P.S. If you read this on your next podcast, I will absolutely become your next Patreon. Tiffany.
Hashtag call me Tiff, she signed with.
Call me Tiff.
And Tiff sent this story between the time we actually recorded it and the time it was released on our last episode, which was the story about the chicken coop guy.
Oh, that was hers?
Yeah, she sent that in. But she sent it the same night that we recorded it. Oh. But we wanted to give her a shout out for sending it in because, you know, we hadn't released it yet.
Oh my God, that one was funny.
Oh, that is probably the perfect Florida Man story. Probably.
Naked in a chicken coop.
Naked in a chicken coop. Stole a car. Stole an ATV.
Got run after by the dogs.
Chased a guy with an axe.
Chased a guy with an axe. Tiffany, naked in a chicken coop.
Tiff, you definitely did pick the perfect Florida Man story to submit. Thank you.
If you would like to support the show financially, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/Florida Man, or to get early access and extended ad-free episodes and other cool stuff, you can subscribe at patreon.com/Florida Man.
And we'd like to thank our Patreon subscribers personally. They are Colin, Koneth, David, Erica, Heather, and Woo-hoo. Mr. Heather now.
Oh, Mr. Heather.
Actually, his name's Josh. They bumped up to the Tampa level, or from the Tampa level to the Tallahassee level this week. So
thank you.
Thank you, Heather and Josh. Jessica, Katie, Kurt, Matt, Matthew, Paradise After Dark Podcast, Roxanne, Stephanie, Long Since Past Podcast, which used to be the Hidden Staircase.
Okay.
She's doing a new one now, but she's still patronizing us. And Travis.
And your brother.
Yep.
This program is provided for information use only. No warranty or professional relationship is implied, and no refunds will be granted.
Views expressed on this program are solely the opinions of the Florida Men Podcast and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and do not imply an endorsement by our sponsors, spouses, families, employers, each other, or the Florida Board of Tourism.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or retransmission without the express written consent of Major League Baseball is prohibited.
This podcast was recorded at Southern Audio Production Studios in Fort Myers, Florida, and mixed in a turtle's nest on Miami Beach.
That's against the law, Joel. And as always, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of the Florida Man. And Tracy, you can kiss my ass.
Florida Man, it might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida Man. Got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. Some mobile tiny house inside. It's Florida Man. Florida Man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida Man. Florida Man. He's a dumbass, but we love him. He's a Florida Man.
While sitting on the front porch of the club, oh, I just read that. Fuck. The man yelled.
Which story are you on? Because you're reading the wrong sentences. You've read. Yes. You can't even. Said is not word. So, come on, man.
All right.